Gano, Sago, welcome once again, Six Nations. The podcast is up and running for May 11th, 2020. Let me begin by saying a belated and happy Mother's Day and formally introduce myself. I'm Lori Davis-Hill, Director of Six Nations Health Services, once again providing today's podcast. As we make our way through this murky waters of COVID-19 and the impact of our Six Nations of the Grand River community, let's follow the path on over to our wellness area and see what could be waiting for us. During our time together on the weekend, we did a little bit of previewing and talked a bit about the one member of the family we might have lost focus on with our wellness strategies, tips, and techniques. Some people refer to this member of your family as their fur baby. They are our trusted companion, and in this era of COVID-19, they are a source of calm and comfort, and I'm talking about your family pet. Pets, especially dogs and cats, can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, ease loneliness, encourage exercise and playfulness, and even improve your cardiovascular health. Caring for an animal can help children grow up more secure and active. Petting an animal can cause your brain to release chemicals called endorphins. These chemicals counteract your body's reaction to pain by causing a sense of pleasure or well-being. So let's further expand on this with today's guest. Please make welcome Penny Hill, Manager of the Animal Control Office. Penny?
Thank you, Lori. Good morning, Six Nations. I would like to take a couple of minutes just to update our community about our services and what is happening. Due to this COVID-19, this year's spring and pet wellness clinic has been changed to the following. With approval, a medication pickup only, or if necessary, a car-side wellness visit. The wellness visit is going to occur on May 28th and 29th, and that will be held at the Grand River Veterinary Hospital in Caledonia. Space for this is very limited, but please call 519-751-9655 to see about availability and to get more information. We know this will not meet the need, but we are doing our best based on the circumstances. There are wellness and spay-neuter clinics planned for the fall, but again, that will be determined by the COVID situation. We will continue to update and inform the community with what we can proceed with in the future for our clinics.
Are you still able to provide some food, Penny?
We are. We have some food that's available. We're hopefully getting that out to people who are sick or disabled or our seniors, or if they're in urgent need. We've recently obtained a limited amount of dog food. So again, what we have, we certainly try to get out to the community. You can call for dog food availability at 519-445-4818.
What else do you have coming up, Penny?
Well, we'd like to partner with our community members by asking them to become a foster home for dogs and cats. We have a problem with roaming dogs and cats, and this would assist us with approved foster homes to be able to place those animals until we get to the other side of the COVID. They would receive the necessary equipment so that their dog or cat, whatever they're fostering, would be able to be taken care of. And all they would need to do is provide them with tender, loving care, again, until we can get back to business as normal. If you're interested in becoming an approved foster home, not just during the COVID, but throughout the year to help us with stray dogs and cats in our community, please call Animal Control at 519-751-9655 and speak with one of our staff for further information.
Are there any other tips that you'd like to give to us?
You know, Lori, we'd really like to remind our community that, of course, we always have roaming dogs, but we are right now at spring. And springtime is the time, you know, when everything is fresh and blooming and we get new litters constantly of dogs and cats. So what we're really asking the community is to be aware of roaming dogs. Be mindful. If you're sending your children outside to play, make sure you're checking your area and monitoring for roaming dogs. We are really limited on what we can do right now about these roaming dogs during the COVID-19, but that's not to say don't call us. Call us, because each situation is different, and although we might not be able to take the roaming dog away, there can be alternatives that might be done. For example, some of these dogs may be chipped and we can return them back to their home. We ask please not to let your dogs and cats stray outside so that they don't become one of the roaming dogs. Keep them on your property so that they don't become a nuisance to others. And if you have a problem with a roaming dog, please contact one of our animal control officers at 519-445-4818. We just want all of you to help us protect our pack. And what we consider our pack is not just the animals, but our people as well. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks for joining me today, Penny. We want to know that we can draw on your support, seeing us through these trying times and challenging times with our animals. We've certainly learned some more information about your program. And again, the Animal Control Office number is 519-445-4818. Now, a new week begins, a new set of numbers. Let's see what's happening. As of this morning, at Six Nations, we have had a total of 11 positive cases. 10 of those cases have resolved with one death. We currently have no active cases. To date, we have completed 437 tests and have received 402 negative results. We have 86 people in isolation as directed by Oswegan Public Health. We want you to know that we need to continue to identify symptoms and do the testing to monitor the impact of this virus on our community. Now the statistics in our surrounding communities. New Credit has reported one positive case. Haldimand Norfolk Public Health Unit, 201 positive cases, 75 are resolved, and 30 deaths. Brant Public Health Unit, 102 positive cases, 85 resolved, and 3 deaths. Hamilton Public Health Unit reports 488 cases, 348 have resolved, and 23 deaths. And the Toronto Public Health Unit reports 7,413 positive cases, 5,192 have resolved, with 578 deaths. Today and this past weekend, we saw hardware stores, garden centers, not to mention retail venues with street access open up. If you venture out to these retail settings, please wear a mask and use hand sanitizer before and after going inside. Also, please continue the 6-foot physical distancing. We may have seen numbers decline in the province, but here at Six Nations, we are still susceptible to an outbreak. Please monitor yourself and your family for symptoms that can take anywhere from 1 to 14 days after exposure to show up. If you are experiencing any one of the COVID-19 symptoms or any other new or unusual symptom, please call the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center at 226-446-9909 or our toll-free number at 1-855-977-7737. The COVID-19 hotline is open 7 days a week to take your calls. And as we wind down till tomorrow, please remember, you can call the Project Protect Our People hotline at 519-717-6639 for any information regarding checkpoint passes or general access questions. If you or your children are in need of routine immunizations, please call the Oswegan Public Health Office at 519-445-2672. All immunizations are currently being booked by appointment, and you will go through a screening process when booking the appointment and again when you arrive. And as this week begins, please watch online for a tribute to our frontline nurses and the amazing work they do. And this is being done as part of Nurses Week. Remember, we are right back here for tomorrow. And remember to keep the good mind each and every day and send out some appreciation for our nurses and for all of our frontline workers. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Niawe.